Welcome to the Create Your Big Life podcast with me, your host, Kathy Morton. I'm a mindset coach, corporate escapee, life adventurer, and coffee lover. My mission is to help you uplevel your mindset, to get clear on what your most extraordinary life looks like, and build the confidence and courage to go after it. I don't believe we're here to live for the weekend or grind through a job we hate or coast on autopilot. I believe we're here to grow, to go for our dreams, to experience the amazing things life has to offer, and enjoy the ride along the way. Ready to create your big life? Let's get started. Hello, and welcome back to the Create Your Big Life podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about the energy required of your dreams. Now, too often, when I hear people talk about what they really would absolutely love to make happen in their lives, say, for example, they are looking to write a book or to start a business or to leave their corporate job or to figure out how to go and take their work on the road, to go and travel more, to be able to do something more creative or achieve a fitness goal, anything that they have as a deep desire for their lives. Too often, I hear a weak energy attached to it. And I totally get it because I have also done all of these things myself. And even now, I have realized that in the past 3 years, since I quit my job and decided to figure out creating a business and to totally redesign my life, I've also realized that there have been points where I have had a weak energy around my dreams. And this is something that I have actively worked to change because obviously all the stuff that I share with you guys on this podcast is stuff that I have been working through that I am implementing in my own life. And so I really wanted to share with you the energy that is instead required of your dreams so that if, like me, you found yourself going down the other road, which I'm going to share with you in a moment, then this is a chance for you to reset and for you to refocus on how you are showing up to actually be able to create the results that you truly, truly want in your life. So what do I mean by a weak energy? What I mean is any sense of saying, oh, I really hope this happens. I wish that this was going to be my future. I really would absolutely love to do X, Y, or Z. I'm going to try. That dreaded word try. I think we can all realize that try is just like a lame word to use for anything. It is essentially in our brains code for nah, I don't really think it's going to happen. I'm not actually really going to make it happen. But all of these other things that aren't necessarily as obvious as try, such as hope and wish and even want, these all do not have the same energy that is actually required of your dreams. There is a huge, huge, huge difference between all of those things, wanting, wishing, hoping something to happen, versus knowing and declaring that it is actually going to happen. So what I'm talking about here is both a mindset shift, but much deeper than that, it is an energetic shift. Because all of our words carry with them an energetic signature. And the difference in energy between wishing and wanting is so huge between just deciding that something is going to happen. So the word to decide actually means to cut off all other options. It is such a powerful word. To declare is a powerful word. Focusing on what you intend to happen, all of these are much more powerful words. And our words and our thoughts are creating how we feel, and then they are affecting how we go and act or the actions that we don't take. And then that is creating the results in our life. And every time you're using words like I hope, I wish, I want, then we're actually putting our attention on the lack of having it versus it is done, this is happening, and this is what I am deciding to create in my future. So since I quit my corporate job back in 2019, there have been so many twists and turns along the way, challenges that I've faced and that I'm still facing now. And even though I can spot times in the last 3 years where I have crept more into some hoping, wishing, wanting, there has definitely been a decision since I left that job that I know that I am not giving up, that I know that I am willing to walk through my fears, my doubts, all of the obstacles that have come up along the way and any that are going to present themselves in the future, I am willing to walk through them all. until I create exactly what is in my mind. So I have decided that this future is happening. And so much of it already has materialized. For example, this podcast was once a dream. Creating the Big Life Roadmap, my signature coaching program, was once just an idea in my head. Being able to actually help people change their lives and really work with their mind to be able to create the results that they want. And so many other things as well, such as living in the home that we live in now with a water view. So many of the dreams that I had when I left that job in 2019 have materialized. And also, my vision of what I am working towards in the future is also so much bigger than what I've created now. And so for me, it's also that process of reminding myself to enjoy the journey, to love where I'm at, and to be excited for that future that I know that I am creating. So I want to give you an example of how this could translate into another part of our lives. If we were just simply hoping, wishing, or trying for something to happen. Let's say, for example, you went to a restaurant and you ordered something from the menu. Or maybe you didn't even order something from the menu. You just sat there and were like, oh, I really hope I get fed soon. I really hope it's something good. I wish I could feel full soon. I wish I could have a delicious meal. But you don't actually go and do anything about it. Or maybe you go and order something from the menu from the waiter. And the waiter says, yeah, I'll try. I'll try and get that for you. Hopefully we can do that. But you know what? I'm just not sure. And if not, then you're just going to have to settle for something else. I don't think we'd have a lot of confidence in the waiter or in the restaurant. We probably wouldn't go back there either. And we probably wouldn't be looking forward to our meal. And we also would probably be not sure what we're actually going to get. And yet this is also how so many of us are approaching our dreams. Oh, I'm going to try. I really hope that happens. And if not, then I guess this will be okay. Versus declaring what you actually want, asking for it with clarity, telling yourself and your mind, which we're going to get onto in a minute, that this is what you are creating. And then that creates a very different feeling. It creates a feeling of confidence in yourself to actually go and take the actions. Just like if you were at that restaurant and you asked for something from the menu and the waiter said, yes, of course, there is a 20-minute wait. But I promise it is worth the wait and we will definitely bring it to you and it's going to be delicious. Very, very, very different energy. Very different level of confidence as well. So I encourage you to take a moment now and just think about your biggest dreams and goals for this year and of course beyond. And I invite you to think about the energy that you are currently bringing to them. Because your dreams require something of you. They require for you to face your discomfort. All your fears and your doubts are a signpost of what you need to walk through to be able to have the success that you absolutely desire. And when we know that, and they show up, our fears and our doubts and all those things, we're like, ah, this is just what I need to overcome. That's okay. How can I work through this? So whatever your dreams and your goals are, decide that they are happening no matter what. Because when you do that, you also create an inner activation within you. When you know something is inevitable, then you show up differently. You start to see obstacles very, very differently. And you let go of the pressure of it also needing to happen right this second. Because you know, just like that dish at the restaurant, that there might be a 20-minute wait. You know that it's happening. You know that it is absolutely on its way. So we can let go of any of that needy or should or want energy because we know that it is happening and it is just a matter of time until it actually becomes our reality. Because what so many of us do, and again, I put my hand up to this, so many of us, when it comes to our big dreams and our goals, things that are obviously so important to us, and so I totally get why all of this stuff comes up. But what we do is we play the what if game. And this game is rarely played in our favor. And in fact, can completely derail us from our whole dreams. So we think about what it is that we would absolutely love to have happen, the goal, the dream that we have. We get excited. But then the what if gremlins creep in. And we say things like, what if I fail? What if it doesn't work out? What if people laugh at me? What if I run out of money? What if I'm not good enough? All of those fun thoughts that tend to come up. And like I said, been there, still do go there sometimes, but I also know from my own experience that you rarely get one of these what ifs on its own. It starts with just one, and then before you know it, you have spiraled down so many of these what ifs that you've completely lost the initial excitement about your dream in the first place. This has definitely happened to me so many times. So let me know if this resonates with you. But this point, when those negative what-if gremlins appear, this is the moment that we need to remind ourselves that it is happening no matter what. And look, like I said, I get it. It is perfectly normal that the doubt creeps in. Because whatever dream you have, it is going to be something that you haven't done before, because it's not a dream if you've already done it. So your brain is going to have a freak out. It is totally normal. This is what your brain does, because your brain wants safety and familiarity. And a big goal or dream is the complete and utter opposite of that. So when you go to take action on your dream, your brain is going to tell you all of the reasons that you can't do it based on what has happened in the past, because you obviously haven't done it in the past. Our brain does not know what is on the other side of the unknown, so it is scared. And our brain also doesn't want us to spend any extra energy. It is trying to conserve energy and keep you with what is safe and familiar. So it's going to tell you all of these things and all of these negative what-ifs to keep you from changing. And this is where it is crucial to understand that the language of your brain is certainty. So if we are uncertain about our goals and our dreams, then our brain actually starts to see our goals and our dreams as a threat. And it starts to work against it. Because you are telling your brain that what you want is not safe. And therefore, your brain is going to do everything possible to not get this thing. So you are literally working against yourself. And then in comes that overwhelm, procrastination, perfectionism, imposter syndrome, all of the things that then easily derail you from going after it. And your brain's like, phew, saved ourselves from that unknown thing. And so the thing is that when we know this, that the language of our brain is certainty, we can then start to actually use it in our favor. Because your brain only knows the words that you use and the pictures that you hold in your head. It does not know the difference between what's real and what's imagined. And so you can speak as if your goal is already done. This is so powerful. Declare that it is happening. Decide that there is literally no other option other than it actually happening. And then hold the picture of what you do want in your mind over and over again. This is why having a vision is so powerful. And when you create a vision for what you truly want in a really vivid way, because your mind's love language is imagination, so create a vivid picture of it using all of your senses. This is how you create emotional connection to your dreams. And then you have an image that you can keep replaying over and over again in your mind. So then you start to create that familiarity with what you want and that certainty as well, so that you can get your mind to work with you to create it in your reality. I came across this quote the other day that's by a guy called Don Ward, who I had to look up who he was. And he is a comedian and entrepreneur who co-founded The Comedy Store. And he says this: if you're going to doubt something, doubt your own limits. That is a really fucking good point. I read that and I was like, that is so true. Like, why is it that we doubt the good stuff? Why is it that we doubt the possibilities for our life, the amazing outcomes it could be? Why is it that we continue to doubt our own capabilities? And what if instead we doubt our limitations, that we doubt the things that are holding us back, and that we doubt that voice in our head that keeps piping up with all of the reasons why something won't work, and all of the reasons why we're not good enough? What if we choose to doubt those things instead? And this is where I love to question everything that my brain offers me and decide what I actually want to keep thinking and saying. Because we get to think whatever we want. We get to choose our thoughts and we get to choose where we put our focus. And whatever we put our attention on is what we are giving our energy to. So why, out of all of the amazing options that there are that we can focus on in the world and in our life, why would we choose to anticipate failure or things not working out for us or putting our attention on giving up because that's what we've done in the past? You will create whatever you put your attention on. And so whenever you catch yourself playing that negative what-if spiral, realize that you can also get this to work in your favor too. And instead of feeding those negative what-ifs that are keeping you stuck, you can choose to start feeding what-ifs that allow you to expand. So from what if I fail to what if this is the best experience that I ever have? What if this doesn't work out to what if I accomplish more than I ever imagined? From what if people laugh at me to what if I inspire others? And so on. Because both fear and faith require you to believe in something that hasn't happened yet. It is up to you which future you direct your attention to. And so the crap possibilities are there for you to focus on, of course. But in doing so, you are literally fighting for your limitations and you will get to keep them. So remember, doubt our limitations instead, because they are not going to help you live the life that you want or show up in the way that 90-year-old version of you is going to be so proud of. So to create something you've never had, you are going to have to become someone you have never been. And this is going to require you to think things that you probably never thought. So by changing those what if statements from ones focused on limitations to one focused on possibility, we are starting to also direct our brain to what we want to go out there and create. It creates a very different feeling in us, which is then going to help us take different actions and create different results. So remember, next time you have those negative Nancy what if statements, just counteract them with a more empowering one instead. And notice how it changes the way that you feel, and therefore notice how it can change the way that you show up. This is why transformation all starts in our mind first. And too many people, when they're looking to change their life, they focus on the actions that they need to take. And actions are, of course, important, but actions not backed up by the energy that's actually driving us in the right direction can end up just being actions that don't create any meaningful results. So let's say, for example, someone decided to invest in a business course or start researching what it takes to move countries or brainstorm their ideas for a book, anything, actions that are in alignment with their goal. These all sound like totally reasonable steps to take. But we need to also focus on getting our mind on board for the ride, because that is going to be crucial in creating the results that you actually want. Because doing any of those actions from that place of, I hope this works, I'm going to try this idea, I really, really wish my life would change, is very different to taking any of those actions with, I know that I am creating the future that I want, this is going to happen, and I can definitely do this. So your mind is creating your entire life, and your brain can either create your dream or stop you in your tracks. Your brain can either believe your dream and attract it like a magnet, or it can work in complete opposition. And if you take this energy of believing that it is done, that it is absolutely happening, declaring that it is yours, and coming from that really powerful energetic place, whenever you come across obstacles and those fears and those doubts and those roadblocks, you see them as challenges that can be overcome, rather than signs that it is not meant for you. And this, again, is something that derails so many people when it comes to achieving their dreams. Because there are going to be obstacles and challenges that you need to overcome. That's also going to allow you to step into the person that you need to become in order to be able to hold whatever it is that you want to create in your life. So I love to think of it like this as well. Imagine you are going to a supermarket and you have decided that you're going to the supermarket, you're going to do a food shop because you want to get some more food. You want to restock your fridge. And you get in your car, you start driving, and then you come up against some traffic lights and they are on red. You don't suddenly decide, well, that must mean that the supermarket's not meant for me, or that must mean that, you know, it's going to take too long to get there. So I'm just going to turn around and just go back and not have any food. This is literally how so many people approach their dreams. They come up against an obstacle. They come up against something that they just need to be patient and work through. And then they just turn around and just go, well, I guess I'm just going to have to settle for currently where I'm at, or think of a different goal instead. And so instead, if we think about it just like that traffic light example, you know that there are going to be traffic lights, there are going to be stop signs along the way, and you can just continue to move in the direction of your dreams and your goals with that decision that you are going to the supermarket, that you are going to create whatever it is that you want to create. And stop seeing these obstacles and these roadblocks as signs that it is not meant for you. Because we would never do this with such a simple example, like I said, with the supermarket and traffic lights. But this is literally what we're doing to ourselves all the time. So whenever we're coming up against a fear, a doubt, a problem, or for example, when we don't get the result that we want straight away. So when you have made that decision, declared that it is yours, created that energy that is required of your dreams, you know that it is only a matter of time until you get there. And whenever those things come up, you just need to figure out a way around it, to be able to be patient, to work through it, to keep taking one step forward at a time, and you will get there. So stop hoping and wishing, because remember, we are getting our brain to see our goals and our dreams as a threat then, and it's steering us away from them, and we want to start declaring and expecting it instead. And as you continue to do this and to hold this energy, you're also training your brain to show you ways to make this possible and to show you evidence of how things are working in your favor. And your brain is then going to align with belief around your goals and your dreams. You're going to find it a lot easier to take the action based off of that belief, and you will start to see it showing up in your life. So as I said, this is something that I have been reminding myself of in my own life. I have a big goal that I am working towards in the next 12 weeks that is really, really exciting. And this is an energy that I am stepping into every single day. And I have realized, again, looking back over the last 3 years, that there have been times where I have not embodied that energy. And that's why I wanted to share it on this episode with you as well, that this is something that we can choose to remind ourselves of again and again and again. And you might need to remind yourself of it again and again, and that is okay. Because every single day, every single minute, every single second is a fresh slate. Whenever you notice that those doubt monkeys have started to creep in, remind yourself, it is done. This is happening. I am willing to walk through all my fears and all my doubts to get there and keep taking it one step at a time. Learning how to create this belief and this certainty within yourself and how to actually work with your mind to create the results that you want in your life is a huge part of what we focus on in Big Life Roadmap. And it's why so many people have been able to create huge changes in loads of different areas of their life within this program. For example, people have quit soul-sucking jobs, some have started heart-led businesses, some have even landed dream jobs during the program, others have gone traveling. People have learned to calm their inner critic, to be able to actually end destructive habits or improve their relationships with partners and parents and friends. Some have started sharing their creativity with the world, their art, for example, and started making money from it. Loads of people have upheld better boundaries for themselves and really learned how to actually get that emotional and mental mastery that is required to be able to create the results that you want. And most importantly, people have fallen in love with themselves and their life again, started to believe in themselves, started to realize that the dreams that they have in their head are totally possible, and actually started to make it happen. One of our former students actually said it renewed her license to dream, and I absolutely love that. And she has also created so much of her dream now because she has quit this job that she was thinking about quitting for a long, long time and is exploring her passions. Just one tiny example there. Because what I know from my own journey and supporting so many others through there as well is that once you get clear on exactly what it is that you want, the work then becomes actually moving through all of those fears and those doubts to actually continue to take the action all the way to your dream. And that is why the work is all internal. It is so important that this work is done alongside the action. And so in Big Life Roadmap, we focus on both, doing that internal work to upgrade our mindset, to be able to up-level who we're being so that we can actually explore our potential, so that we can show up for our dreams. And of course, we do a big focus on action as well, so that you're seeing those tangible results and creating them throughout the program as well. So the doors are opening to Big Life Roadmap again very, very soon. And for those of you who are on the waitlist, you will get access to a super special deal with an extra bonus and a discount as well. So if you are interested in joining me for this program, then definitely get yourself on the waitlist, because why not? Because you'll get even more for joining if you are on the waitlist. So I'll pop the link in the show notes for that. And in the meantime, believe in yourself, believe in your dreams, and go after them. And I am cheering you on the whole way. I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you for joining me on today's episode. If you loved what you heard today, it would mean so much to me if you could leave a 5-star rating and review on Apple or Spotify. It really is the best way to help this podcast grow and support me in sharing this with more awesome people. If you're not already following me on socials, come and say hi on IG at It's Kathy Morton. I can't wait to connect with you there, and of course, on the next episode too. In the meantime, go out there and enjoy creating your big life.